and welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's podcast focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station, talking as always with Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello and welcome, Ed.
Great to be with you, Jennifer, as always.
So I hope you're ready for some deep thought today, because we have some pretty weighty topics that I want to tackle with you today.
I have been working out in the gym to be able to be prepared to lift whatever barbell you throw at me.
All right, good, because here comes a big one.
Yes.
What we're talking about is based on the upcoming Brown Symposium at Southwestern, and the topic is going to be all about 3D printing. But to say that, though, I mean, that topic is the weighty topic, because what we're talking about really is that the intersection of art, technology, I mean, ethics come into play. There's a lot when you talk about 3D printing. It's not a machine that can do something, end of discussion.
Well, so first of all, I have to give a little plug here. First of all, the Brown Symposium, which has been around for quite a while at Southwestern University, is one of the great jewels of Texas, in that we bring in experts for 2 days from around the world. And this year, and by the way, it's going to be on February 26th and 27th, and it's open to the general public, and it's free. And we bring in experts from all over the world. They're coming from Europe. They're coming from all over to talk about these issues for a general audience conversation. They're always stimulating. They're always exciting, and they're just wonderful. And this year is no exception. I mean, the idea of talking about 3D printing, which I have to admit, I think of it as science fiction. First of all, even though it's all math, by the way, it's all mathematics. It is all just mathematics. It's cross-sectional pieces. You take any three-dimensional object and you slice it into wafer-thin slices, you can look and see exactly what that looks like. And so if you take any three-dimensional object and you slice it sufficiently thin, you can see what is required. And so now there are machines that will put in whatever that mass is to make it, which includes like making a gun, for example, making a gun with bullets in it. I mean, literally, it's at that level of minutia. So first of all, it's all math. So I just want to give a plug to my own peeps and say, you know, math is everywhere. But to me, as a mathematician, I see this as still science fiction. Because not only is there the question of, you know, as you talk about the ethics question, once these printers are available for everybody and they really are at the level that they're evolving to very quickly, you know, could someone print a gun?
And they have.
Well, yeah, but do we want that? I mean, is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? And it raises so many complicated questions. On the other hand, we've had people that have been 3D printing houses, literally real size houses through 3D printers, which is kind of remarkable. And now they're printing food. I mean, so could this be the cure to world hunger? And there's so many issues here. I mean, there's economic questions here, the societal questions here, and then quite frankly, on the science side, the medical questions. I mean, now we're 3D printing organs. And there was an article that just came out a few months ago, which was talking about how maybe 3D printing will lead to some serious breakthroughs in the study of cancer and finding cures for cancer.
Well, and it also leads to a host of other questions, sort of the next step question. So what about access? You know, universal access? Are we going to have another have and have not situation,
right,
where some
do
folks,
we have a right to have a 3D printer?
Who should have access to the printed products and not? I mean, it creates a whole second and third wave of questions.
And of course, questions, as you know, as we talked about a long time ago, is, you know, very important.
Exactly.
Constantly thinking about the implications and the unexpected consequences of something as revolutionary as this. I don't think we understand the impact that 3D printing will have on humankind, let alone society. And of course, there's the element of just the physical 3D structure, which is really the art of it. I mean, so the questions about art and 3D printing. People, of course, as you know, are 3D printing sculptures. And there's a question, is that art or is it not art?
Because a computer is creating it, but somebody had to input everything into the computer. So there's human input, but there's also machine.
Correct. And in fact, by the way, the Brown Symposium this year on February 26th and 27th is actually being hosted by one of my colleagues who's actually an artist. I mean, she is actually a sculptor. And she's the one who's leading this discussion, and she's bringing in all these people. So really that art element, I think, is an important one. And it's funny, because a lot of people will say, oh, yeah, well, that's not art. You just kind of, you're mass producing things. It's kind of like Andy Warhol. But on the other hand, Isn't the brush technology? When you hold the brush?
Well, I'm just going to say that's, and some people might say the 3D printer is another piece of equipment, like a brush or a knife or
correct.
Whatever an artist might use.
Right.
I mean, you've got to plug it in. It works differently.
It works differently, but maybe it works the same philosophically. It extends the possibility of a human being to create. It's a tool to help a human being create. And as you yourself said, a human being had to program it. A human being had to kind of come up with it. A human being had to do all this. And so I think it's an interesting conversation to have. And quite frankly, I personally would argue that really it is art. It is art because it's extending the human capacity to create.
Well, probably the topic, what is art? We got to do a whole episode on that down the road.
Absolutely.
Higher ed, because there are a lot of questions there. But I think I've also heard and read that 3D printers can print clothing. That is another area.
Absolutely.
So that brings me to the math hanger from last week.
The worst segue on KUT in the history, in its esteemed history.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's not the worst, but it might be top three or
print,
top five.
We're going to 3D print a pair of pants, and that gets us back into the math puzzle.
Yes. I want to hear the solution to last week's math hanger, which was sort of, we'll call it the Valentine's edition of the math hanger. Remind us what the question was on the table.
It was all about dropping trow, which was the Valentine's theme. And the idea was you have a cord of rope, and you tie one end of the rope around one ankle snugly and the other end of the rope around another ankle snugly. So you have kind of a loop. Your two legs together with the rope form a closed loop, and your pants are kind of dangling, you know, on your body. And the question is, can you take off your pants, turn them inside out, and then put them back on so that their pockets are kind of dangling out in the wind without ever cutting the rope?
Can I give a try? When you say put them back on, they don't have to be back on your legs, right?
Yeah, back on your legs.
Oh, shoot. All right. Give us the answer.
Okay. Watch the language, by the way, there.
That was
We almost had to bleep you.
What I thought was wildly creative solution doesn't work.
Although we're on the internet, so you could say any naughty word you want, including shoot, right?
Because that's
Of course. This is the Wild West here.
That is
the internet.
True. You got to tell us.
But I appreciate the fact that you were thinking about some creative way of doing something. And so maybe there's a way of turning them inside out, but you don't have to necessarily be able to.
Right.
Because it does seem intuitively that if you turn them inside out, the rope will kind of be ensnared in there and there would be no way to actually get them back on your legs. And so I love the fact that you were thinking about that. This is an example, by the way, where first of all, you have to try. So this is an example where you learn by trying. So it's also a visual thing, and I'm not going to do it in front of you. I'm sorry, Jennifer, or your audience, our audience. But I will tell you, first of all, I'll give you a hint. It can be done.
Okay.
That's the first thing.
Okay.
And the second thing is I'll give you another hint. And don't cheat. You can go on the internet and
YouTube. Don't do that.
And you can see someone do it. But the idea is, first of all, start with shorts rather than long pants because it'll make it a lot easier.
Okay.
And those are the same thing. This is actually an example of what we call in mathematics the subject of topology, which is where you stretch and bend things, which is not unlike, in some sense, the topic of 3D printing.
Yeah.
But imagine 3D printing when everything is rubber and it's rubbery and stretchable. So a circle can be stretched into a triangle or stretched into a square. They're all equivalent under the deformation of topology. So imagine that the pants really can be shrunken into shorts. Do it with shorts and it's easier. And then the other hint I will give you is, getting back to one of our tenets of effective thinking, is, you know, question, you know, what can you do? Well, one thing you can do is you could take your hand and literally put it through one of the legs. Again, it's off your body now, so it's on the rope. And grab the hem of one of the other legs. And now what if you just pulled it through? Try that exercise and see what happens. You won't quite be there, but you'll be one step closer. And I'll give you a final clue. It's a two-step process. You have to do two things. So first, go in from one leg with your hand, grab the edge of the other pant leg, and pull it all the way through and untangle it. And then you'll have to do one other thing, which I'll let you think about, and then you'll be able to do it.
This sounds like Twister.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like topology. So, see, math is everywhere, even when you're playing games like Twister, which gets back to our Valentine's Day thing again. So
yes, it does.
We should move on. 3D printing.
3D printing.
Yes.
So, you know, thinking about the intersection of all these topics, you know, I mean, it's art, it's technology, it's philosophy, it's ethics, and thinking about the 3D printers themselves, it's interesting to me that the leaders who are going to be wrestling with these issues have sort of grown up in a time when this may not seem as revolutionary to them. I mean, to me, I'm 47 years old. So this is, like you said, this is kind of science fiction. But, you know, kids in elementary school and middle school now, they have these at school.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to a young person, this is just the norm. I mean, it's like the cell phone. To you and to me, cell phones are still kind of amazing that we can keep them in our pocket and there's no cable, no cord. To a kid in second grade, they don't call that a cell phone. They call that a phone. And a phone always had a camera on it. A phone always had a video capacity. A phone always had the ability to text. And it's the same thing with 3D printing. And from my vantage point, you know, what I'm something I think about a lot is education. I mean, can we 3D print a course? Can we 3D print curriculum? I mean, it really is interesting. And I don't see why you couldn't do that. I don't know what it means today. Yeah. But I'm just trying to point out that in any walk of life, there will be some dramatic impact. And I think that the idea of 3D printing is something that we are so far from totally seeing the implications of that it's very exciting and scary.
Well, and I want to thank Ed. I'm assuming this is really you and not a 3D printed figure of you who's here talking and breathing.
I will not confirm or deny.
Well, I will thank the Ed-like figure who is sitting in front of me for helping us keep our brain sharp. Dr. Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown. You can find out more at southwestern.edu, and you can keep your brain busy by keeping up with the news and other episodes of Higher Ed at KUT.org.
And always appreciate living in a 3D world.
In 3D world, yes. I'm Jennifer Staten with KUT News.